here are the Eagles to kick us off.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Your feet get cold in the wintertime. The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Senses, come down from your fences. Open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
You better let somebody love you.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
FM.
When I first saw you, I saw love, and the first time you touched me, I felt love, and after all this time, you're still the one. We made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took a long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss. Nothing better.
soppy softies at 7, one from the 70s, one from the 80s and one from the 90s. Kicking us off from the 70s was the Eagles and Desperado. That was the title track from their 1973 album. It was written by Glenn Frey and Don Henley. Do you know, it was never released as a single, which surprised me because the song is just so famous, isn't it? Then we heard The Cult and Edie, and then in brackets, Ciao Baby. That one was released in 1989. Do you know, it just missed out on the top 30. It peaked at number 32, and it's written by lead singer Ian Astbury and guitarist Billy Duffy. It's taken from their album Sonic Temple. Do you know, I love that song. I think it's an absolute belter. I play it to death at home, even now. And I think the strings on it are absolutely brilliant. And then finally, from the 1990s, we heard Shania Twain and You're Still the One. That was her debut UK single release, and it peaked at number 10 in 1998. Her highest chart position, you know, is number 3, and she's had two songs that have made it to number 3. That Don't Impress Me Much and Man, I Feel Like a Woman both reached number 3 in the UK charts. Okay, if you are a regular listener to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, you'll know that after the soppy softies at 7, we have a little bit of a change of direction.
And now for something completely different.
Yeah.
Foghat and Slow Ride. That's taken from their album Fall for the City. Do you know, despite Foghat being a British band, neither the single nor the album was released in the UK. Or if they were, then they didn't see any chart action at all, because I can't find any record on either the single or the album being in the charts. Slow Ride was released on the other side of the Atlantic, though, and it reached number 14 in Canada and number 20 in the USA. Okay, I'll give you one more listen to Trackwoods, and then I will give you the answer.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Okay, what we do with Trackwoods, we play 20 seconds of a song, 20 to 30 seconds of a song, but we play it backwards, and you see if you can guess what it is. And here is this week's. It sounds really sinister backwards, doesn't it? Okay, have a think on that, and I'll give you the answer the other side of Duran Duran. We'll be right back. That was Duran Duran and Violence of Summer, then in bracket, Love Takes Over. That was the first single they released in the 1990s, and it just about made the top 20 because it peaked at number 20. And, you know, a then unknown model called Tess Daly makes an appearance in the video for that record. Chart-wise, Violence of Summer, Love Takes Over, Love's Taking Over, performed best in Italy, where it just missed out on the top spot, peaking at number 2. OK, so I'll give you the answer to Trackwoods. Let's give it one more listen to see if you can get it. It doesn't sound massively different backwards, does it? If you've guessed it. If you haven't, then this is what it sounds like forwards. Of course, it's the Specials and Ghost Town. The answer to this week's Trackwoods. It was, of course, The Specials and Ghost Town. That was written by keyboardist the awesome Jerry Dammers, and it spent 3 weeks at number one in 1981. Do you know, most people assume it's actually about their hometown of Coventry, also my hometown, by the way. But the truth is, it was about most inner cities in England at that time, because it was inspired when they were on tour. And just a little side note from me about Ghost Town being about Coventry. Coventry is a city, not a town. Thank you very much. Anyway, Ghost Town was the second of their two number one hits. The first was a year earlier, which was Too Much Too Young in 1980. And Suicide Blonde. That one just missed out on the top 10 in 1990 because it peaked at legs 11. Do you know, it was their third top 20 hit after Mystify and the wonderful Need You Tonight. Do you know, legend has it the song's title originates from the night when lead singer Michael Hutchence and his girlfriend at the time, Kylie Minogue, went to the premiere of the film The Delinquents, which Kylie Minogue stars in, of course. Anyway, for the premiere, she wore a blonde wig and the colour, she called it Suicide Blonde. So that's where the title comes from. And I think, obviously, Suicide Blonde refers to being dyed by your own hand. Anyway, Suicide Blonde reached number two in their native Australia, but it did make it to number one in both Canada and New Zealand. Okay, to remind you, you're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool or trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff. And don't forget that coming up after me, because we are rapidly running out of time this evening, is the nicest guy in radio. It's Andy Furno, and he's got a great show lined up. It's Boogie Nights, and he's going to be bringing you some 60s Motown, some 70s disco, some 80s soul and some 90s dancer. That is your Saturday night right there. Then after Andy this evening at 10, it's Classic Phoenix. Steve Robertson presents 2 hours of classical music, and that is a great listen. Okay, it is now time for the big birthday weekend. Here are three artists celebrating their birthdays this weekend.
It's Phoenix 98 FM.
Believe
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Three artists back to back, all celebrating their birthday this weekend. First of all, we heard Robert Palmer and UB40 and I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. And we played that because it would have been Robert Palmer's birthday yesterday, the 19th of January. Sadly, he was only 54 when he passed away 20 years ago now. That song, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight, was originally by Bob Dylan. It was from his album, John Wesley Harding. Robert Palmer and UB40 reached number 6 with it and in 1990. Do you know, I do love Robert Palmer's voice. Then we heard Take That and Promises, and that's because Gary Barlow, the lead singer of Take That, is celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday, Gary. Promises was their debut single release in 1990, and it just snuck into the top 40, peaking at number 38. And it was written by our birthday boy, along with Graham Stack. Do you know, Gary Barlow, OBE, by the way, do you know he's written 13 number one hits, 10 with Take That, 2 solo, and 1 with Robbie Williams, which I think was Candy. Then we just heard the last song was just 2 minutes and 53 seconds of just pure joy, and it was Billy Ocean and Love Really Hurts Without You. And we played that because it's Billy Ocean's birthday tomorrow, or Leslie Sebastian Charles MBE, to give him his full name, just in case you're heading off to a pub quiz later. And Billy Ocean wrote that track. Do you know, Love Really Hurts Without You was his debut single release, and it reached number 2 in 1976. It was kept off number 1 by Brotherhood of Man and Save All Your Kisses For Me. And it is one of my favourite all-time songs. You know, it's my go-to when I just don't know what to, I want to listen to. I'll stick that on. And I just love the opening line, which is, you run around town like a fool and you think that it's groovy. I mean, that's just brilliant, isn't it? I just love that song. Okay, we better have another one because we are rapidly running out of time before we have to say so long with the long. We'll be right back. My favourite acts there, back to back. That was Prince and Money Don't Matter Tonight. That one crept into the top 20 in 1992, peaking at number 19. It's taken from his album Diamonds and Pearls. And what an album that is, by the way. It's just got such a cool vibe about it, hasn't it? Of course, it's Prince and the new power generation, I should say. Before that, we heard Blondie and Nothing Is Real But The Girl. And, you know, I actually think of that as quite a recent Blondie song, but it was actually released in 1999, so it's like 25 years old. But, you know, I guess it's all relative, because compared to, say, Sunday Girl, for instance, it is kind of recent. Anyway, it peaked at number 26, and it's taken from their seventh album, which is No Exit. Okay, and that is just about it from me. I'm going to leave you with the long song. This week's long song is around 5 minutes long, and it was never released as a single in the UK. It's Talking Heads and Psycho Killer. It's from their debut album that was released in 1977, and it's simply called Talking Heads 77. Don't forget, of course, that Andy Furno, the nicest guy in radio, he's up next with his Boogie Nights, and what a show he has got lined up for you this evening, so please do stay tuned for that. All that's left for me to say is thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the tunes as much as I've enjoyed playing them, because I've had a great time with all the features and all the tracks. It's just been a joy to be here this evening. So don't forget, stay tuned for Andy. This is Talking Heads and Psycho Killer. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, and please do stay safe. It's a good job I'm going home, isn't it? Because I can't get my words out at the moment. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Please do stay safe. And remember, if you can't stay safe, then always stay sexy. That's just about it from me. Good night. Here's Talking Heads.
Psycho Killer.